Good morning.
Thank you very much for popping in. Obviously been in Bundy for the last couple of days. Tell us what you've been up to in Bundy.
Helicopter flight.
Oh, Jesus, tough.
Been to a school. We've been to schools. We went to the Bundaberg Rum. They showed us how to make rum.
Yep.
Saw the molasses and all that kind of stuff. Yep. That was pretty fun. Fair bit of radio this morning.
Yep.
Seen some the rescue helicopter, some of those blokes.
Yep.
It's been good. Very hospitable.
And I was going to say, the next question would have been, have we been polite to you all?
Absolutely.
Yes. It's great.
That's good. That's what we like to hear. Now, obviously, the game coming up on the 7th of August, you've been out to Salter Oval and have a bit of a look. What did you think of the facility?
Well, Willie walked around. He said it was a bit slippery.
Okay.
But
I think it's an old cricket pitch in the middle.
Yeah.
I just think in three weeks... I think like if the weather stays like this and obviously the greenkeepers, they're professional at what they do. I think it'll be real fast track.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a greenkeeper.
I spoke to the greenkeeper.
Okay, right.
He wants a little bit of rain so I can grow a little bit.
Yep.
And he's put something over the top. You know about grass more than me. Yeah. You were telling me.
Okay.
What was it?
I work for the council.
So he reckons it'll be pristine by game day.
And, of course, all the tickets are pretty much sold out for the game. They pretty much sold out as soon as they went on sale. We were saying earlier that the hospitality, they were snapped up really quick. So it shows the popularity of the game of rugby league here in Bundaberg.
I was just about to say that. It just shows, like, how popular rugby league is in Bundaberg. And you know, just a little bit further up north from Brisbane, you know, this is like the heartland of rugby league here, Rockhampton, all the way up to North Queensland, Cairns. Like, it's such a big catchment here. And I think the NRL need to bring more games here.
Yep.
And I think it's a credit to the Bulldogs to even sign on for 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
And have a commitment with Bundaberg. And I think a lot of teams will probably follow suit.
Yep.
You know, like, I think what'll happen in the next couple of years, the facilities will get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like most country towns where you take it to in New South Wales, where, you know, Tamworth, their facilities are up to NRL standards.
Yep.
Same as Mudgee, same as Dubbo, same as all those places. And I think Bundaberg, if they do want more NRL teams, they'll have to set the facilities up a little bit better.
Mm.
That's all they need. They've got so much room up here, you know, and so much potential to have a really good ground. And you could probably get about 8 games a year here. You can bring other sports here.
Yep.
Not just rugby league. You can bring a union game here. You can have soccer. You can have a cricket game. You can bring so many sports here because it's like there's 100,000 people that live here.
Well, that's
and they all love sport.
Yep. Indeed they do. Now, of course, you mentioned about potential. Now, there's a young fella who's been recently signed to the Bulldogs on a 2-year developmental deal. It's too early in the morning for me to even get that word out. But that's exciting for not only for the young fella, but also for rugby league in general. The fact that we have the Kafusi brothers as well from up here. But the fact that this young fella is keen to play rugby league and he wants to play for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, we met him yesterday at the school. He's a good young kid, a little bit taller than I am, so... He's a
fullback. Yeah,
fullback.
It can be 6'3" at times. Yes.
No, it's good. It's good that it shows how we have a footprint up here, and we're looking everywhere. You know, the development officers at the Bulldogs are looking everywhere. So we've got this young kid. Potentially, he could be a superstar as long as we can get him down there, cultivate him, mentor him, and show him the DNA and the culture of the club and what he's expected to be like as a Bulldog.
Yep.
That's part of my job. And Terry's job.
Yep.
So it's interesting. You know, I think with Gus there and his skills and his reach to and his knowledge about the game, and he's he knows so much, and especially about development.
So your role in with the Bulldogs is development, player development for the younger generation?
Yeah. Yep. Like, you know, like 17, 18, 19 year olds. Yep. You know, that'll be my role.
So that'll
be interesting.
Yeah, go.
Really looking after the 17, 18s and 19 year olds. Yeah. Just his reputation, that'd be very interesting. I can't wait to see that.
No, it'd be good because, I mean, I think when I was a young 17-year-old coming down from Newcastle, there was never anyone like me, like mentoring me. It was just sink or swim mentality.
Yep.
Yeah, you got these guys, I don't know anything but to be a pro. You know, like just say when I turned pro in 99, the game only turned pro in 96.
Yeah.
You know, so these blokes were working jobs and they didn't really have that much knowledge to tell us apart from, you know, just train hard and this and this. And like, there was nothing thrown at you society-wise. There was no social media. There was nothing like that. Now these young kids, they're a different breed, you know. So like, I don't know anything but being a pro. I was a pro for like 17 years.
Yep.
So I can tell them a lot about life and what's going to be thrown at them. You know, like it's pretty brutal down in Sydney. You know, so like I wish I had that sort of mentor when I was a bit younger, but, you know, obviously I just told you the reason why.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to be there to help these kids. Mate, I want to develop them into better human beings. We're developing really good players, but we're struggling to – this is the whole NRL thing. We're struggling to develop, like, good humans. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, we just need to really indoctrinate them into the Bulldog system about being a good person, a good player. You've got to tick all these boxes. Not just, it's not all about rugby league.
Yep. And, of course, the game on Sunday, the 7th of August, the Bulldogs taking on the Cowboys. How are the Bulldogs going to win it? Because they're going to win it.
Yeah, well, we're playing good football. Yeah. We won two games out of the last five games. So, we're still learning. The players are still learning. Every time you jumped on the field, you're trying to learn something. We can win the game. We've improved out of sight from the start of the year. We've got a new coach. Mick Potter's very comfortable in with the players. He's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't put the pressure on the players too much. So,
yeah.
And we've got the Fox back. Burton's back. We'll go okay.
Yeah.
You'll win it.
Yeah,
Burton coming back from Origin.
Yep.
You know, just having him bringing that confidence back into that team. You could see it on the weekend. Like, he was attacking the line. He was, you know, making half breaks. He was throwing great balls, putting bombs up. Like, he really led the team around, you know.
Yep.
So, we're playing some all right football.
Yeah.
It's good and exciting. And it gets the fans going, you know, the members and everything. Mm. They'll start turning up. The Bulldogs fans have been hiding for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, well,
once we start winning... Yep. They will be coming out in droves.
There are a lot of Bulldog supporters in Bundy and the Wide Bay area. I know a couple of people who will be listening as we speak.
Hello.
And probably throwing at the radio. Bronny and Paul Durston. So send them a bit of a shout out. Bronny,
hey, Bronny.
And Paul.
How are you?
Bronny.
There you go. And Paul.
And Paul.
Yep.
How are you, mate?
I told them.
Go the Dogs.
They'll do it. And they're huge fans of yous as well. And as the Bulldogs. And there's a lot of other. That's the thing here. Being in Queensland, there's a lot of non-Queensland supporters, and Bulldogs seem to be up there.
Always. All the time. Mm-hmm. Like, wherever we go, like, just when we were playing, like, we could be on the Gold Coast, we could be in any country area, there would always be way more Bulldogs fans than that other team.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They just seem to be everywhere. And it's a big part of Bar's era.
Yep.
You know, they just, you know, and that's the same as St. George.
Yep.
You know, those 11 premierships, they got hundreds of thousands of followers like that.
Yep.
You know, that's sort of gone now, but like people still resonate with the 80s side and with the 90s and with our era as well.
Yep.
So it goes for about three generations, and you're like, you know, you got a 60-year-old, you got a 40-year-old and 30-year-old. They're all going for the Bulldogs, and then a 10-year-old, you know, even now. So Bulldogs fans are everywhere. I found that out even when I went to other clubs and we're playing the Bulldogs. Mm. You know what I mean? It's just like they're just everywhere.
Yep. Well, really appreciate your time this morning, and I know you're busy right throughout this morning and over the next couple of days, so really appreciate you popping in.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
That is Terry Lamb and Willie Mason joining us on 1332 4BU.